You know, folks have been waiting for this from far and wide.
The harp
Southwest
guitar.
Southwest Florida is standing by.
The personality of John Kalberg and the harp
the
guitar.
The harp guitar. I feel like there's kind of three things, three people in the room.
John, welcome.
John's here. Welcome back to the Roadhouse, John Kalberg. Kalberg.
Thank you.
I can't get that right. Now I got it. Kalberg.
Kalberg, yes.
All right, John, you're
with
back.
With a K.
You're back. You were here last February. I know Dick Swanson missed it.
No, I was gone somewhere. And so I've never seen this instrument until he's got it right now. And
we got to be fair to the listeners at home and describe it.
Oh, it's not possible. He's
no, let's let John describe it. John, what you got there?
This guitar.
Different than the one I had here last time. This is called a Tone Devil, and is a modern harp guitar that was built in 2014, compared to my 1920 replica that
really?
I had here last time, yeah.
These go back in time, huh?
They do, back in the 1800s. Probably 1890 to 1920 was the peak period of the instrument. So,
Where were they made originally?
Actually, really funny. St. Paul, Minnesota, by Knutson was one of the manufacturers.
Really?
Yeah, Dyer was another one.
Wow.
So two good Norwegian names there, you know. And I used to get them out of the Sears catalog back
really?
In the day. So
yeah, so this is a hybrid. Like I'd never seen this before you came in last year, John. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for
having me. Well, this thing has got it's like a regular guitar. You can imagine a regular guitar. And then there's a growth that comes
That's
out
the
of
harp.
The upper, as you're facing the guitar, the upper right, side corner of the I don't know what you call the basic part of the guitar, but then it's got an eyeball looking right at you. There's a sound hole up there, and
it's like two guitars in one.
Six strings, and they're all on one side of the head of
fret.
The guitar, and those strings have no frets, and then the regular guitar is still there with the growth coming out of its head. That's the best I can do.
You're making it sound a little... it's prettier than it sounds, folks. Believe
me. Oh, it's pretty. It's
two
weird.
Guitars in one.
Pretty weird,
looks
like a
bass
definitely cool.
On top and a regular guitar beneath, and it's amazing because I know you like... There's a percussion end to this thing. There's so much to this, John. You just should just play this to give us an idea of what we're describing. I think that would help if you played it.
Well, describe a little bit what strings you're using or something so people get a little idea of what.
Yeah. Well, you know, the harp strings are controlled totally with the stopping and starting of notes with my hand. So there's no frets, and so I have to control the length of the note and all that. This is a small harp guitar. Some have up to 47 strings.
Oh.
So you'll see sets of mandolin strings and super high trebles and extra bass strings and everything. So I went simple to start with. So,
all right. Well, how is it that I've never seen one of these before? I mean, they definitely are rare, would you say?
I'd say uncommon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the World Gathering, when they first had it, probably all 50 people showed up. But it has grown. Into quite a large following now, especially with the company that I bought this from. There's some pretty good artists out there, some young folks that are doing some pretty good stuff on it. So.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it, but then come back to a discussion of how you got involved with
okay.
them. Okay. Let's hear a little something. What are you going to play?
I'll just play a real soft original piece here, just to give you an idea, a couple notes here. So it's a...
Thank you. John Kahlberg and the harp guitar.
Isn't that the prettiest thing?
That's very cool. Now, he's playing, you know, his left hand is the normal on the neck of the guitar, playing on the frets, and then his right hand shifts between the guitar strings and the bass strings.
Is that how he does it?
And it's just, I don't know how he keeps track of where he's going, but it's... What if you were left-handed? You'd be in trouble trying to play that, wouldn't you?
Well, you could probably get a left-handed model, but yeah, you would.
You'd have to get a left-handed model. It's not like a normal guitar.
You are really thinking about this heavy thing.
You know, and I'll demonstrate to you how I will actually use my left hand totally independent on the guitar neck, and my right hand will be totally playing bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it takes a while to get that in
get
motion,
yourself
kinda
warmed up.
yeah
it's still stretching, right?
Sure.
Oh God.
Well, how did you get onto playing one of these strange guitars?
Really influenced in the 80s by a gentleman by the name of Michael Hedges, who brought the instrument back out probably from an antique store or wherever. There's a young fellow nowadays, Andy McKee, is the guy to check out. He's just awesome. He travels worldwide, and
You know, when I mentioned you're coming on, Will Moore said, oh, yeah, harp guitar. Check out Andy McKee, you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of YouTube stuff. And
He actually does a live streaming hour of concerts now, what, once a month or something you can watch.
Nice.
Really fun.
Wow, so you can take this all the way.
There's a lot of possibilities. There is, yeah.
Do you travel much yourself?
I used to, but not anymore. I'm based out of Lutzen and play pretty much locally.
That's where you want to be, yeah.
Thanks to our listener-supported radio and my being on here last year, I got offered to play the plein air painting event at the North Shore Winery.
Yes. Oh, really?
And so they associated my music with art, which really got me excited. I thought that was cool.
Yes.
Well, that guitar is a piece of art. It's a work of art, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dave's seen my other one. It's got this big, huge headstock with all kinds of embellishments all over it. It's like a circus sideshow, I guess.
Yeah, medieval.
Actually, what did Annie call it? A circus ride or a fair ride or something.
Amusement park.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that. Well, so.
You know, it is a very artistic expression. As you play it, too, you're really into it. You know, you really got this physical bond to the music, to the instrument. So it's great. Folks got to get out and see this live. And have you got any gigs coming soon?
Oh, yeah. I just played Lutzen Resort last week, and I've got that again in February, around the 20th, I think, something like that.
That's got to be a nice setting, too, then down in the lobby.
It really is. Well, actually, in the pub and lobby. Yeah, nice. We do both. We got those Tuesday and Thursday nights in the pub.
Nice.
And also, thanks again to the North Shore Music Collaborative and the open mic nights at Grandma Ray's. We've been able to put some things together. I've been able to play at the Raven's Nest and also at Grandma Ray's and add some extra things in there. So,
yeah.
It's a great music scene here.
It really is.
You're obviously part of it now, and a unique part of it, I have to say.
Well, we're having fun. That's what it's all about.
Well, let's get some more of that fun, unique music.
Yeah, let's try them.
Well, I'll get a little bit, we'll bring the tone devil out here a little bit. We'll let her bark a little bit.
Okay. Friday the 13th edition.
Yeah, okay.
With John Kahlberg on the harp guitar.
All right. All ready? Thank you.
Wow, that was a workout.
Yeah.
Smoking. All right, now I don't understand how you got the sounds out of the strings on the fret board.
That was there. That was that left hand magic.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing?
I saw that.
Yeah, it's all embellishments called hammer-ons, pull-offs.
Oh yeah.
Slides.
You got fancy fingernails though, right?
Well, it's all calloused fingertips.
And, yeah, it's just the fingertips.
It's
that are
actually,
doing that.
If you're not used to it, it's quite painful. yeah, it takes a long time to develop that.
So he was playing with his left hand the on the fret board,
yep.
while his right hand was playing these bass strings. So he had both of them going at once.
Yeah, the freedom is really great to be able to free the other hand up.
So. And I snapped a couple of pictures. I'll send them to Ann so they'll be on the website. I know that you can look them up now and find a picture from last year. And I did a little video here too, Dave.
Maybe she can put that fancy on the phone. You got that premium branded mobile. That'll turn out nice. HD, I bet. I've seen your YouTube work. You had the credit on that Plucked Up.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Concert.
Yep.
Your videographer.
These phones these days are pretty amazing. This is not an iPhone kind of instrument that John's got here, though.
No, this is vintage.
This is not digital.
Hey, here's something, John. We're talking vintage diners earlier. You got any vintage diner stories?
Ooh.
Anything pop up over the years? You have a rough run-in at the Roadhouse in St. Louis?
Just as a child, I was lucky that we had like the malt shop, you know, in town and things like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Just my theme of the show here, vintage diners.
Trying to carry it through.
Got to get to
How
the
about
high
hockey?
Low.
You're going to get hockey back
Don't
in?
Get me started. That definitely threw my game. No, we're talking harp guitar.
Okay, yeah.
John Kahlberg. Coming up from the west side. So you played at the winery. That's a new spot, new hot spot. What's that scene like? They got space for you to play there? Was it for the grand opening or the wine fest? When was this?
It was actually a plein air painting.
Plein air painting? Oh. During the September
at the
event?
Winery.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Kristen Blomberg was there, and they actually...
Anybody paint you?
Actually, they did. Yeah. The coolest thing is my coworkers bought the painting and hid it until Christmas time and gave it to me.
Wow.
And so I found a really cool antique frame and put it in. I had to cut the back out because there's writing on the back. And then the girl from Croatia that was there that sang with me signed it, which is really something. Wow. And it's a chalk abstract painting. So, you know, they set you up a couple different spots in there. The tasting room. I've seen Gordon Thorne play in there. You know, I was more in the warehouse area, or you know, where the big tanks are.
Yeah,
really cool place. Yeah. And people were there for the art festival, and so I did have quite a display of all my guitars there. And they are featuring live music. I see they're booked up right now with some folks.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are the owner of more than one harp guitar. It sounds like
I have two right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've got you've got standard guitars as well?
I do. I have a couple six strings, the Martin Backpacker, and I use different tunings for almost all my instruments, so that's the reason I need different guitars and different gauge strings and so on. So,
Have you collaborated with others? Have you played with the group?
I have. This summer I was fortunate enough to, I did a duo with Mr. Joe Pollock.
Oh, yeah.
That was really fun. And then we also did put a band together. We practiced three times in my living room and went uptown and played at the Raven's Nest.
Nice.
And also at Grandma Ray's. And the name of the band was called See Molly Dig.
Oh, I never caught that.
Very
that was
unusual.
Last summer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got you. Was it like S-E-A or S-E-E?
S-E-E, and it was because my dog Molly was digging our carpet up while we were practicing. So, somebody said, hey, that'd be a good name for a band. I said, way too corny, but, you know.
Wow, you took those names from the craziest
and it worked.
Times.
Yeah, well, there's some other guys in the area that use some cool names. You know, I thought I got to be like them. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun stuff. Yeah. Let's hear more of it.
Yeah, what else do you want to show us on the harp?
Well, you know, I could play a tune here that I wrote about Lake Superior.
Little tuning going on here now.
I'm just
going
to do a real simple drop D for all the guitar players out there. And this is rare for me to be in any kind of standard tuning. I would have some people that might be surprised that I'm actually using standard. So I just take that down one step. So this is a song about Lake Superior.
John Kahlberg and his song about Lake Superior, that definitely was evocative of Lake Superior.
Puts me right on the deck of the sailboat.
Yep.
Waves crashing.
You look like you were having fun with that too, John. I mean, you know, a smile on your face, and yeah, that's good. That's nice.
I wrote that one when, if you guys remember the Grandpa Woo.
Oh, yeah.
When the tethering broke loose and it ended up out in Isle Royale and in the rocks out there. So
yeah, what was it? Passage Island, I think it hit.
Okay. That's a very shortened version. You know, there is a little bit more to it than that. But
really, yeah. So. A lot of different techniques there with your kind of percussive strumming or whatever that would be called.
Yeah, I do have another guitar with tonight also. they'll be featuring.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing some pretty major percussive things on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, we're happy to have you try that, too.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, this is a really special guitar, and so I'm going to grab that real quick.
Okay. Here, we can do some business while you're getting set up with your...
You bet.
Sure.
Looks like a standard guitar to me, but we'll hear what he's got to say about it. Oh, I see there is something different about it. Okay.
And, boy, time goes so quick towards the end, so we got to keep squeezing in.
Yeah.
The smooth tunes from John Kahlberg. He's switched up guitars now. Tell us about this new special guitar you got.
It's extra special because it was built in Grand Marais.
Oh.
By a man named Jeffrey Sylvester, who who we lost and greatly miss as of last September.
Yeah.
He was a great volunteer for the community and did a lot for all of us. So,
true.
This is a 2006 Moose Country, number two of about 20 that he built. It has some pretty exotic hardwoods on it. It was traced from a 1930s parlor guitar, which would be much thinner, but it was built with the full thickness of a regular dreadnought.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it has hand-carved moose prints on it and the hand-carved moose logo.
Wow.
Amazing.
That was his logo.
This is before he got a steamer, so we used a big piece of steel pipe and got it hot and bent the wood and stuff, and I helped him. Long way, never knowing I was going to own the instrument, and it has special sound. So, yeah.
What is the little bar that's on both of your guitars that goes across the sound hole there?
These are actually a sound hole pickup.
Okay. Oh, that's what
it's
it
a
is.
Magnetic pickup that also has a microphone in it. And I have matched them on each guitar.
Gotcha.
Just so I can plug in and be heard when I need to be heard. So, yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do on the moose print? What is it called?
Moose Country.
Moose Country.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a very low C tuning. It won't be found in any tuning books or anything. It's kind of a little hybrid thing done by Mr. Preston Reed, who I mentioned on the last time I was here. And so it's got a unique sound. I'll be playing a lot of the stuff over the top of the neck, a little different technique also. So
left hand coming up over the top of the
yes sir
except under it
all
right, we're ready.
So, okay,
what are you going to play?
I'll just play an original piece dedicated to Jeff Sylvester. How's that?
Okay,
yeah,
that's okay. Fine,
sure.
Thank you.
John Kahlberg and his tune he's dedicated to Chef Sylvester, who built the guitar that he's playing on. I mean, it doesn't have the strange shape that the other guitar has, but I have never seen anybody play guitar the way you're playing, John. That's very interesting. Is that your own style, or have you seen that done before?
I've seen it done, and it is a huge influence, but it did take many years for me to develop.
Yeah, I can tell. That's there's not going to be too many teachers that will teach you how to do that, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it isn't every day you get to spank the moose. And, right. You know, so, and the thing is, you may have heard, you know, the weather, I'm a little out of tune here, just it's the facts of life with, you know, so.
Yeah, did you pick up on that, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll let it go. But I just appreciate you bringing that out in such harsh conditions. Now, here's a question for you, John. How much of that is freestyling, kind of going with it in the middle there? It just looked like...
Yeah.
Like, do you recreate this song every time the same way, or is it just got this interpretation of a song?
No, it's actually... it's like a circle of life hiking experience.
Yeah.
Like, think of Oberg Mountain.
Yeah.
You go up, and you got the overlooks. And then once in a while, I chase a rabbit, you know, or I see something, a bird, I stop for a while. I put that in my mind. I do use 100% natural ingredients in my music, and I try and let nature be a real big factor in that.
Yeah.
Lake Superior, like yesterday, the wind and the waves, that can create a whole new feeling, you know. So, but I do free form a lot, freestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the monster trucks, kind of. No, just kidding. So, yeah, I really enjoy that. I can go for, you know, 15, 20 minutes on one thing, you know, or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's very cool. Yes, very nice. Very interesting. Very unique.
Yes, unusual. And it was. I heard Peculiar People's Day a few days ago. I think this counts. I think it's a it's a good thing to be, though, especially in the world of music.
Yeah, it is. It's very fun.
I try and do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a smile on my face the whole time you were playing.
Oh, I know. And Jeff Nemitz peeking through the glass here. Folks at home can just see Jeff, our engineer, is entranced as well. It's a visual experience here. John Kahlberg plays it with passion and a lot of physical, you know, emotion in your play. So see you live is my tip. Like, see you when you can.
Yeah definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's different than just
a visual experience as well as the music. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And yes,
which
so,
I know isn't fair for you at all at home. So, but
yeah,
it's great music all the same.
But okay, so John, so let's repeat. Where can they see you play next?
Next will be for me at Lutzen Resort on a Thursday night. And it's about second, third week of February. I'd have to.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have that exact date. I should, but...
19th.
We can probably...
That 20th. Sounds pretty close. 20th. 20th, something like that.
Yeah, 20th or Thursday.
Try to get it on our music calendar. So
oh, for sure, for sure.
Call in so folks can see the visual as well as the musical.
Yeah, and then, you know, I like to, again, plug the Music Collaborative in that open mic night they were having down at Grandma Ray's. And I know they have one at Papa Charlie's, I think, on Tuesday nights, too.
Do they?
Yeah, but
that's been a big benefit to local musicians for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're running low on time. We got time for another
one or two more. Yeah, we got.
Yeah, we got some minutes. Time.
Get a quick change there, John. Back to the harp guitar.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, he's got the harp guitar back again now, folks. So hang on. What would you like to play?
I don't care. How about some Pink Floyd or something?
Whatever you.
Oh yeah, as long as it's under 6 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Take us away.
And I could drift into between Pink Floyd and Marshall Tucker and maybe something original. How's that?
So, okay, that's
so, take us so away. People can recognize something anyway.
Okay. Here.
I got to come back in. The standard tuning here. Sorry about that. I was going to let her rip. And,
I'll let folks know that support for WTIP North Shore Community Radio comes from North Shore Journal. They're locally owned and operated newspaper serving the entire North Shore with news, events, and information delivered weekly to mailboxes and available on newsstands throughout Lake and Cook counties.
Wow, it's John Kahlberg again. Amazing. Working his magic on the harp guitar.
That was such a fun performance.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch too. I mean, the sound, I mean, I can't imagine not watching it now and just listening to it. But I'm sure it's still.
I know, and we shouldn't talk this up so much because it's got to be torture for you at home. Go see John Lutzen.
Well, one thing missing is, you know, I have an electronic keyboard that I'll lay down. It's got a looper in it, and I'll lay down some. Oh. And I do them fresh. Nothing's recorded, pre-recorded, anything. Uh-huh. I'll do a live loop with a rhythm for this guitar, and it works really well. So I get a real full sound. Well, it's fun, and I got the Moog, and I got the B3 and all that stuff going, too. So it can be really fun.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit psychedelic sometimes. So
The guitar itself is psychedelic. I think it's like somebody's tripping or something and looking at, oh, what's wrong with that guitar?
I love it. That's good. Wow. I'll have to do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, I guess.
Maybe a Salvador Dali
there you go.
Version of a guitar.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
So
I want to thank you guys for having me. This is really a treat.
Yeah, what a treat for us, too. So thank you so much for coming in. I'm afraid we don't have time for another tune here now. We got to wind up the show. But John Kahlberg, thank you so much for being here and giving us a show that we. I'll try to get it on video. I'll try to get Ann to put a little video clip on.
Yeah. So thank you, John.
Feel for it. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listener-supported WTIP. Awesome.
Thank you.